companies and over 40,000 people participated in the challenge. This year, we expect even more. Contact BEST at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about signing up your faculty or organization in the 2008 Commuter Challenge. By making a small change, you can make a big difference.
Ooh, alrighty. Thank you, Philip, for that fast track, career fast track program. And now it's time to move on because, well, the time has creeped past 6 o'clock. It's already 3 minutes after 6 o'clock, and good afternoon to you on this Monday, the 8th day of September. Can you believe how time is rushing by in this crazy planet of ours? Jolly John Tanner here. It's Son of Night Dreams on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Crazy planet, no alignment, rise above, hit the jet stream, rocky road, got my assignment, rise above, ride my dream. One-on-one, take a little bite, what I got, you never had. One-on-one, no use to fight. Love's my thing, so good it's bad. Love's my thing, so good it's bad. So good it's bad, so good it's bad.
Let's go down to a secret place.
That is the music of Arcade Fire, The Well and the Lighthouse here at CITR's Son of Night Dreams. There's a voice calling inside. It's saying, I'm hungry. Well, if you are hungry, this Listeria hysteria might be a godsend, you know, because now is a good time to quit eating that junk meat and become more of a vegetarian. That's right. Forget the meat slices. Bad for you anyway. Bad, bad. Okay, before Arcade Fire, we kicked this Tanner Manor of an hour and a half, or minus 3 minutes, because we're on late, Son of Night Dreams, with the B-52s and Eyes Wide Open. They are just like a fly, with all the eyes that flies have. You may wonder, that's probably why you can't hit a fly. Well, it's hard to hit a fly, and apparently the flies first jump. That's right, they did a test, and flies don't just fly away, but they jump. It takes them away from the swatter, and then they get their wings going. Can you believe it? So next time you go swatting flies, remember, they got the jump on you, folks. Yep. And Renminbi has the jump on us here on Son of Night Dreams.
Cheap champagne. left us? How much of this world do we accept? And just how much do we reject? But when I look into her eyes, the question vanishes in front of me. Gone again. The photograph wouldn't fit into the frame. Well, well, well. A destiny to fan the final flame.
Ba-ba-ba-la-ba-ba. All right, there's Sloan and their latest CD called Sloan Parallel Play, and some cheap champagne, a little more champagne, my dear, because it's delicious. And before that, After a Day, something by Renminbi. Well, it's moving on here. God, we've been in the show for 20 minutes already, and it doesn't seem like it, but time does fly by. And on the phone right now, we've got Showbiz Shane with some exciting news. Tell us what's up, Showbiz Shane.
Well, I guess I should apologize for Nimrod, but that's in the past.
That is. That's true. There's no apologies for Nimrod. But
No. He's not getting work in L.A., and that's no surprise, given his attitude. Nonetheless, we are here to talk about something that is very near and dear to my heart and those who love films, and that's the Vancouver International Film Festival. It is the Big 27th, and it runs September 25th to October the 10th. Now, we're talking about, how many days? Just count it. Days of sore eyes, bad backs, lineups, and a frenzied pace that is a given and worth it all once the curtain goes up come September 25th. Now, after the usual glut of mostly summer dreck, those who truly love cinema, with or without subtitles, anticipate the craziness, enlightenment, and entertaining feast of world cinema that is the Vancouver International Film Festival. For years, yours truly, Showbiz Shane, who is kind of an unofficial pet of the festival, gives it for me, and for most serious cinephiles, it is a reason to live. Now, there's so much going on over the next 2 weeks plus that to do the festival program justice, it would take all of Radio to cover the proceedings. Do you have that time? No.
Not now, no.
Okay, well, let me talk about a few things here. Suffice to say that 575 screenings, count them, over 300 films from 60 countries, including some countries you've never even heard of. There'll be about 130 premieres, 12 world premieres, 50 North American premieres, 41 Canadian premieres. The venues, as was last year, will be Van City Theatre, the Vancouver International Film Festival International Film Center, which is the most comfy movie house in town, Pacific Cinematheque, The Ridge on Arbutus, and, of course, the big house, Empire Granville 7. And there's the galas and special presentations, Dragons and Tigers, Cinema of East Asia, Canadian Images. Now, there's one here for Fran Dance, your other half. There's a spotlight on France. You must let her know about this, because I believe that her French is improving, that she doesn't even have to read the subtitles anymore. There's also a Cinema of Our Time and lots of documentaries. Next time around, we'll spotlight what we feel may be some of the hot tickets. Many will never be seen again, maybe, on DVD from Videomatica, but maybe. For you, John, and for music lovers out there, including myself and Auntie Pam, here is one not to be missed. It is called The Wrecking Crew, all right? Now, I don't know if you've heard of them, but the Wrecking Crew were a L.A.-based secret unsung musical ensemble behind all those Phil Spector classics. Leon Russell would have been one of them, and a whole whack of 60s and 70s legends and icons, the Beach Boys, Sinatra, the Monkees, Mamas and Papas, and at least over 100 other acts from those times. Now, filmmaker Denny Tedesco's film has been called a revelation with one of the greatest soundtracks of all time. So that is a must-see for music fans, and that is you. And that is me. And that is it for now. We're just getting our little selves together to take in as much as we possibly can. I don't think I'll try for 10 films a day anymore. Mm. I think we'll just kind of like limit it to maybe 3 or so. But we'll do the best we can, and we'll get back to you on the next show.
Okay. So, well, you don't have any of those groups you did mention from that movie, The Wrecking Crew, but I do have a little salute to Jimi Hendrix because they just auctioned off one of his guitars.
That's right.
We're going to play a selection from the Monterey Pop Festival a little later in the show, so that I'm sure will suffice.
How much did they get for the guitar?
I think it was around $500,000. We'll check that. I've got the price
here. I told you to top it. I told you to go for $700,000.
What can you do?
Okay.
Thank you, Showbiz Shane.
Thank you, John.
Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Thank you. so hard to do. I'm cold and caught and frightened just like you. Well, hey, my mama said, now come on, let's head it out of here. Heaven, it ain't easy. You know I got the scars to say I'm here. Fucking self-assured, I'd rather let you down than let you go. There ain't nowhere you have been that I need to go. There ain't nothing you can learn that I need to know.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh, you can ride the wild wind and fight the demons at your door. Oh, you can wear a fresh face. Sticky fingers, you want more. Yes, you can hang for dear life. Oh, but you know you'll hang for more. Yeah, I know.
There's a little wild wind blowing for you, mostly blowing from the west, which is good news for us, too. And There you are, Black Mountain, 1 minute and 40-something seconds. If you saw Black Mountain live at the Stanley Park singing exhibition, that would just a little taste, because most of Black Mountain's songs are a lot longer than that. But we had to regulate them to a shorter motion there, whatever. Okay, Spiritualized performed Baby I'm Just a Fool just before that here at CITR's Son of Night Dreams.
T-shirts, well-mannered cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prints or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
Here we are on the radio till 7:30, and then it's Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay at 7:30 tonight. Well, if you didn't read the news, yes, we just mentioned a while ago to Showbiz Shane that Jimi Hendrix's 1965 Fender Stratocaster guitar shows off its burn marks at the Idea Generation Gallery in London. They just had an auction in London, and, you know, Hendrix set his 1965 Fender Stratocaster alight following a landmark performance at London's Finsbury Astoria back in March of 1967. Well, we don't have anything from that show, but we do have something from June of 1967 by Jimi Hendrix, recorded live at the Monterey Pop Festival. But also in the same article, and by the way, the guitar sold for $500,000. Yes, another bidder snapped up the lyrics for Sexy Sadie. That's a song featured on the Beatles' White Album. The lyrics were carved into a wooden plaque by John Lennon and represent an attack on the Maharishi. Remember the Indian guru? He was much relied upon by the band. They all went to India and sat in with the Maharishi while he tittered and did something. Anyway, Lennon changed the name of the song he'd written from Maharishi to Sexy Sadie in order to save fellow Beatle George Harrison from embarrassment, as he still supported the Maharishi. So we're going to play the song, and what I'd like you to do is to insert the words Maharishi, as when he sings Sexy Sadie. Do you think you can do that? Okay, here we go. Maharishi, now remember, that's all you have to do. Sounds good. And then we got a little Jimi Hendrix after that, of course.
Sexy Sadie, what have you done? You made a fool of everyone. You made Sadie, oh, what have you done, Sexy Sadie? You broke the rules, you laid it down for all to see. You laid it down for all to see. Sexy Sadie, oh, you broke the rules. One sunny day, the world was waiting for the lover. Turn on everyone. Sexy Sadie, the greatest of them all. Sexy Sadie, how did you know the world was waiting just for you? The world was waiting just for you. Sexy Sadie, yours yet, however big you think you are, however big you think you are. Sexy Sadie, oh, you get yours yet. We gave her everything we own just to sit at her table. Sexy Sadie, she's the latest and the greatest of them all.
dedicate this song to everybody here with hearts, any kind of hearts and ears. Go something like this here. As I said before, it's really groovy. About to bore you for about 6 or 7 minutes to do a little thing. Yeah. Excuse me for a minute. Just let me play my guitar, all right? Right now, I want to do a thing by Bob Dylan. That's his grandma over there. It's a little thing called Like a Rolling Stone. Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bombs of diamond in your prime. Oh, didn't you? People call, say, but where, doll? You're bound to fall, you thought they all. Well, couldn't you? You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Look at you, but now you don't talk so loud. But now you don't, baby, seem so proud. By having to be scrounging, yeah, your name. Lonely, but you know you only used to get juice in it. Nobody here to taught you how to live on the streets, and now you just gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you got to realize he's not selling any alibis. As he stands in the vacuum of his life, and he says, "Hey, baby, would you like to make a and all the pretty people, they all laughing, drinking, thinking that they got it made. Yeah. Exchanging all precious gifts and things, but you better take your diamond ring. I think you better bet upon a babe. Yes, I know I'm Mr. Burns, don't worry. You used to be so amused at the pulling and rags and the sweet talk daddy you. Go to him now, he calls you. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Just this one now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Jimi Hendrix live at the Monterey Pop Festival 1967, like a Rolling Stone. He wasn't playing the 1965 Fender Stratocaster that got burnt just earlier that year when he was playing at London's Finsbury Astoria, which did get auctioned off for $500,000. Okay, that was, of course, before that, John Lennon and Maharishi, what have you done? Maharishi, you broke the rules. Well, he had to change it to Sexy Sadie, just to not get everybody else uptight. There you go. That was from 1968, the White Album. Right now, we're looking up in the sky, and you never know if you're going to see something weird or not, but there are strange things going on out there in our world today. Just Google the word UFO, and you'll find out all the sightings. Australia's got an amazing lot of sightings right now. Queensland, I was just reading about some. And on the line right now, we have one of the world's foremost UFO experts. His name is Michael Strainick, and he's going to look into the strange world of unidentified flying objects. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Mr. Shane. I can hear you out there somewhere.
He's lined up for the film festival.
Right.
Yes.
Well, this is one of those times where there's just absolutely way too much to tell you, so I'm going to have to be, you know, zipping through here. Texas had yet another aircraft, an airliner, get buzzed by an unknown something. And again, near Bush's bunker, we've got a rash of Bigfoot sightings up around Burns Lake, or not Burns Lake, but Houston, B.C. And that's one you might want to do a Google on, just Houston. The name Brian Vike, V-I-K-E, might help, but there's a lot of reports there. And those are always interesting because while there appears to be a biological creature like Bigfoot, there is also one that looks pretty much the same that is frequently associated with UFO reports. And the major difference is these things will dematerialize and rematerialize, and they almost always have these glowing red eyes. As you said, Australia is just going completely crazy still, especially up in the Northern Territories. Probably the most interesting one we've got comes from China. And it's interesting because we very seldom get reports from China, although they have a long history of UFOs. They just don't get any publicity. But this one happened in Chongqing. A group of UFOs were seen in Dazhou County, and they appeared frequently between 7 and 10 p.m., and many villagers saw it and said they had never seen anything like it before. One witness saw lights moving across the sky like flying saucers. Several had white smoke trailing behind them as they flew by. They were semi-transparent and yellow when seen at about 500 meters away. And periodically they would stop in midair and then rotate like Ferris wheels, as they put it. And they appeared to be rotating in unison. Another witness 5 kilometers away saw one, and then he saw several. Around 9:30 that evening, a brighter saucer appeared from the distance and seemed to be heading directly into another UFO. That's not uncommon. Suddenly, there was a dazzling explosion, and the light painted half the sky yellow, and then it all just disappeared. One of the witnesses described a white band that was separating the night sky. Stars were clearly visible on one half of the sky, and the other half of the sky seemed to be covered. Half an hour later, everything just completely disappeared, and the sky returned to normal. There were no weather balloons up, and UFOs were seen in Nanping and Yongchuan districts on the same day. Now, one thing we've touched on briefly is that the whole UFO topic is a little difficult for a lot of people to wrap their heads around. But as you and I well know, the deeper you dig into all this, the more bizarre it gets. And if you can find an area that's had a lot of UFO sightings, even after the activity stops, if you can get to that area and talk to the locals, you'll find out that a lot of other strange things were going on as well. People who have close encounters often several months later start to experience poltergeist phenomena. Well, probably the classic of all time happened in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. This was written up into a book which is a classic in the literature. And then, Mr. Shane, it was made into a movie. And this is The Mothman Prophecies. And the book is written by John A. Keel. If you can read the original book and see the movie, you will not be disappointed. And you'll see how really bizarre the things are associated with this phenomenon that we have to deal with and baffles us as much as the general phenomenon baffles everyone else. And if you have internet access and you're familiar with Usenet, you can. This movie was just uploaded today, so it's there. It's in a group called Alt Binaries Movies DIVX. Grab it. You won't be disappointed.
Definitely not. It's a very creepy movie. Richard Gere is in it, and I just tell you, I highly recommend that. It'll give you goosebumps, especially when it is based on a true story.
And it's stuck very close to the book.
Yes, very good. John Keel has actually written a lot of interesting books about UFOs and strange phenomena, fairies and that sort of ilk,
right.
The folklore things. Okay, Michael, well, that's the story from China is really interesting, and maybe because China has been in the news so much lately because of the Olympics and now the Paralympics going on, maybe they're loosening up a little bit and letting this information out, do you think, perhaps?
They've never really hidden it. It's
true.
Just that...
Yeah.
Communications have never been that great with the outside world, and
right.
Even now, they do control the internet pretty well. You know, and
yes.
And a lot of their URLs for websites are really difficult to access because your browser will usually insert the www character, and a lot of their sites don't use that. So you'll get an error that the website doesn't exist, but it really does. And it's just sometimes very difficult to get to it.
We've been talking to Michael Strainick, our UFO expert here in Vancouver, British Columbia, a world-renowned expert on the subject of unidentified flying objects. Even if you didn't see the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, they did a remake of it. It should be coming out soon. It was made around here in the Lower Mainland. But keep your eye on the sky, folks. There are strange things going on in this world. And yes, astronomers have seen UFOs. Professor Clyde Tombaugh, who discovered the planet Pluto, reported seeing UFOs in 1949. So don't let people tell you that astronomers have not seen UFOs. They have, and they've reported them. Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure as always.
Talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Absolutely.
Yes, a heart will always go one step too far. Come the morning and the four corners I see.
what the moral of the backstory could be. Come with me, go places. And a heart will always stay one day too long. Always hoping for the hot flashes to come. For the glue to dry on our new creation. Come with me, go places.
Down the hall. I didn't know what what time it was at all. I didn't know what time it was at all. Phone is true and what is totally out of control. I didn't know what time it was at all. I didn't know what time it was at all.
You didn't whistle. Dan, you didn't whistle when you played in Stanley Park. I love it. That's my favorite song by Destroyer. And they didn't do the guitar and they didn't do the whistling. But it's okay, you know, when they're doing a live song, you expect the band to improvise and do different things. But I was just sad that Dan Bejar did not whistle when he played that last Sunday night at Stanley Park. It was a couple of nights, actually. If you were there the night after on Monday night, you would have caught the New Pornographers, who did their song Go Places from the latest New Pornographers CD called Challengers. And, of course, Dan Bejar's Destroyer, Trouble in Dreams. That was Foam Hands. I can feel them caressing me now here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live. The program is Son of Night Dreams.
Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, Weezer. Yeah!
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my head.
CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to introduce Weezer.
Hey, it's automatic when you know it.
With special guests Angels and Airwaves and Canada's own Tokyo Police Club. Friday, October 10th at General Motors Place. This is Weezer's first tour in 3 years. Drummer Pat Wilson announced, "If you want to rock, you know where to find us." Don't miss Weezer with special guests Angels and Airwaves and Tokyo Police Club at General Motors Place on October 10th.
Tickets on sale now.
Well, that's a great combination. Check that one out. And thanks for tuning in. Jolly John Tanner with you for another 25 minutes. And then we'll be letting Gary Kay out of his cage. And he'll be playing radio-free GAC with you here on CITR. Okay, we're going to take you back in time right now. We're going to go back to the 1950s, but not rock and roll 50s. No, well, you know, it wasn't all rock and roll in the 50s. Some of the 50s stuff before Elvis and Buddy Holly and all those guys started playing Jimmy and, you know, Eddie and the boys. Well, there was a kind of mellower songs, but now, you know, you listen to them and you say, those sounded pretty good. Let's check some of them out. First of all, we're going to go back to a song that was number one in the United States on this day in 1952 and also in the United Kingdom. That's very unusual that a song would be number one in the States and in the UK. And this was the first woman to go on the charts in the United Kingdom. And this woman, Jo Stafford, actually passed away in July of this year. And I'm sure you'll recognize the song, You Belong to Me. Right after that, we're going to bring on Martin Denny's Exotic Sounds.
Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers, and send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream.
So
There's Martin Denny, Quiet Village. Martin Denny was born in New York, raised in L.A., played piano, toured South America at a young age, and discovered Latin rhythms. And that was it for him. He played Hawaii in 1954 and stayed to form his own combo. Arthur Lyman was actually on vibes in the original band. And there was an incident, I guess, when Martin Denny was playing in Hawaii, and there was a pond with some frogs in it nearby. And all through, whenever he was playing, the frogs would make sounds. And when he stopped playing, the frogs would stop. So they kind of were joking, and the guys in the band were making bird calls. And it sort of caught on, and they started using all these sounds in their band. And then they released Quiet Village. It was actually released in 1957. Was featured on American Bandstand in 1958, and finally reached Billboard's number 2 in 1959. It took a couple of years, but it finally made it. That was Quiet Village, Martin Denny, with, I don't know if these the original frogs or not. Just before that, we had You Belong to Me from 1952, Joe Stafford, and there is a list too long of all the people that did that song that covered it, but the biggest hit, I guess, was the Dupree's version in 1962, but actually, that was the cover version of that song, because the original was released by Sue Thompson and later by Patti Page, but Joe Stafford had the big hit of that song, You Belong to Me.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay, just going back in the 50s, just reliving some of my roots when I was growing up listening to the radio in Kelowna. Okay, well, right now we'd like to dedicate this song to the calculated, seemingly sarcastic reviews printed in the Georgia Strait for Feist and many other concerts. I know it's on purpose sometimes and other times not on purpose, but for what it's worth, Feist has got a few things to say with Kevin Drew and Broken Social Scene.
Thank you.
so many men.
There they are, the sounds of Death Cab for Cutie and something called Cath from Death Cab for Cutie's latest Narrow Stairs. Is that it? There's a sticker over it. I can't read it there or whatever. Okay, and Kevin Drew and Broken Social Scene, Farewell to the Pressure Kids. Just before that, Keep Your Eye on the Sky Tonight. That's Jupiter, the bright star, off to the south as it gets dark out there around 8:30-ish or so. You can see the moons in a pair of binoculars. Sunset tonight is 7:39, and it's 14 more days till the autumn equinox arrives here in Vancouver. We'd like to congratulate our very own UBC astronomer Brett Gladman, who is one of a team of researchers from Canada, France, and the United States who tracked down a hunk of icy rock in the Kuiper Belt. It's called 2008 KV42. Its orbit is almost right angles to the orbits of the planets, and it orbits in the opposite directions of the other planets. It's about 50 kilometers across and may support the theory that comets moving in the same direction but much closer to the sun migrated from distant regions in the universe or out in our outer solar system in the Oort cloud out there. So congratulations to you, Brett Gladman, who's featured, by the way, in our planetarium show, Is Anybody Out There? Yes, there are. Venus is also visible in the west after sunset, but very briefly. You can see it around 8:15 to 8:30. Very bright, due west, and looks like good weather for the days ahead. Hey, we're having an Indian summer. I like that. Don't forget to get your latest issue of Discorder magazine. It's available now in your favorite record stores. And now let's bring on Stereolab here on Son of Night Dreams. Jolly John, just about time to wish you happy trails. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time, though. And we've also got Rodney Graham's band to perform here to you.
last whiskey sour was sweet. I've been making them sweet like that all week. Don't want to hear about the real world, baby, because the real world has got me beat. Too much thinking on your feet. This is not my finest hour. Taking a beating, the transmission shot. You know the whole thing's nothing but a total write-off. At least that's what I'm hearing down at the shop. Well, all the talk about the good old days, you know, it really puts me on the spot. I like the good old days or not. Nor is this my finest hour. You know I lied to my girlfriend, I lied to my car. Shit, I'm lying to you right now. My finest. This is not my finest. This is not my finest hour.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim again. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That's right. That was members of Stereolab doing our station break, in case you weren't aware of who they were. Okay. I just found something interesting in the paper here. Apparently, a comedy brain cell that responds to humor has been discovered by scientists. Apparently, clips of The Simpsons, Seinfeld, and cartoons were shown to epilepsy patients, and their brain reactions were monitored. A particular cell sparked when watching the clips and reignited when the programs were recalled. Funnier programs created a bigger reaction, and apparently in one patient they found a nerve cell that responded most vigorously to The Simpsons. Apparently the firing rate went to more than 15 times per second. All right. I can believe that. Okay, listen, I got on 3 minutes late, and but I don't want to get you on too much later. Gary Kay is here. Why don't you, have you got something to play? Can we just drop it in here? Yeah, instead of, I was going to play the Everly Brothers, and you don't want to hear that, so.
I like the Everly Brothers.
You want to hear the Everly Brothers?
Well, no. Why don't we hear some new Peter Buren John instead?
Okay,
how's that?
Let's do that, sure. All right, do that. Here we go.
All right.
Happy trails. See you in 2 weeks. Radio Free Grack is on the air.